Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sweet baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Oh, thank you very much for hanging out with us. We got our Jim Blasingame and Anna Brewer is our guest. She's the director of HR of Administrative Compliance at Insperity. Anna, 11 years you've been hanging out with us. Happy anniversary, baby.
I know, right? I'm so honored to be on your show again.
Well, we love having you on the show, and so thank you for 11 great years. Folks, she's forgotten more about what you need to know about keeping up with employment policies and compliance, regulatory compliance, than most people will ever know, and that's the reason we love having her on the show. Anna, you gave us a great tour last segment about the drug testing issue, the marijuana issue. You got something else on your mind, FSLA. Tell us about this.
Well, I just want to give business owners just a heads up that, unfortunately, we all probably thought with the DOL, the white-collar exemption changes, that had gone away.
Tell us about that. Give us some more background.
During the white-collar exemption changes, employers were going to have to significantly raise the minimum wage for white-collar exemptions, your administrative, your executive, and your business owner exemptions.
We thought that went away, didn't we?
We thought it did. There was an injunction, and it stopped it for a while.
Right. But that was a year and a half ago, right?
That was a year and a half ago. However, we have a new DOL secretary, Acosta, who's indicated that some change is appropriate. And scuttlebutt that I'm hearing is that we need to watch for some possible movement to those white-collar exemptions, maybe toward the end or sometime in October of this year.
Remind the audience what this created. This is where if you made below a certain amount of money, you couldn't be put on salary. You had to be put on hourly, right?
Could not be exempt. Yes. Right. And what they're saying now is that there will be some shift potentially in what that amount's going to be. Originally, it was going to be significant, over 50% increase, the minimum salary for those white collar exemptions,
which literally would have blown the payroll budget of thousands, maybe I don't know how many, maybe a million small businesses.
It would have been horrific for small business owners. Not to mention that there would have been an annual automatic increase.
Right.
What that increase was going to be, nobody knew. So there were a lot of unknowns in that environment. However, Acosta has said that there is going to be some type of change. Just again, what that change is, nobody knows. And just recently, I wanted to mention that the DOL recently announced they're doing a pilot. It's called PAID, P-A-I-D. It's so that employers can correct misclassifications. Mm-hmm. Now, we help our clients to do that. We recommend a review annually of all your job functions just to make sure everybody's aligned appropriately. However, if anyone wants to enter into this pilot program, you need to understand that you are still required to do certain things under the Department of Labor. You're going to need to correct the issues. Back wages will need to be paid.
Mm. How far back?
Basically have to certify this.
How far back?
If you're interested, you need to go to the DOL website. You've got a lot of specific information you're going to want to check out.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, this is where, I mean, I know some people. Let me say this, Anna. I was against this, except I do know companies who were abusing their employees.
True.
Nobody
true.
Making $25,000 a year should be put on salary so they can avoid paying them for working 60 hours. That's just wrong. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know any small business owners who did that. I saw this coming from big companies.
No, but there are companies that do that. And the criteria for an exemption is very specific. Independent judgment, discretionary matters, all of that's in alignment with an exemption. So employers need to remember, it's not just the title, because I can have a title of anything
right.
at my house
right.
for what I do.
It's what you
it
do.
It is the function.
Yep.
It's what the person does, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so folks, and you're going to keep us posted on that. If something new comes out, we're going to get you back on and give us a good report on that, Anna.
Absolutely. Be my pleasure.
So talk to us. We've got about a minute left. Unemployment claims.
Well, we're seeing some unemployment fraud where folks are filing for unemployment claims when we have those individuals still currently working for our clients. So I just want to remind employers, be sure and check any unemployment claims you receive.
So you're saying someone's taking unemployment after having left you, and they go to work for somebody else and continue to draw?
No. This is where individuals are still working. Like if you had somebody who's still working for you and you get a claim that says, Anna Brewer filed for unemployment, and you're going, wait a second, Anna's still here.
Well, why would they do that? I mean, the employees do that thinking they're going to get away with it?
These are individuals who are making false or fraud accounts,
right.
and that money, they're trying to get that money from the government.
So the person doing it is not the employee? Is that what you're saying?
No, not necessarily, no.
Like the people who were trying to file false tax returns. And
correct.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right, that is right.
So you need to check these reports, basically. Don't assume that you know what's on the report.
If you get a claim, be sure if that person is still working, call your agency. Call your state
right.
agency
mm-hmm.
and tell them, wait a second, this is not right.
Right.
This person still works for me. Remember, employers, you are paying unemployment taxes
right.
on those people.
Right.
So
hey,
you don't want to get caught up in that.
Anna Brewer, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for 11 great years, Anna. Anna is the Director of HR Administration Compliance at Insperity. Thank you, Anna. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.